talk about a curtain call. A group of volunteers are shaking and steaming dusty old theater curtains they've located all over Vermont and restoring them to some of their old luster. These aren't standard red velvet drapes, but hand-painted, full-color, vaudeville-era canvas curtains that depict local valleys, placid lakes, and Roman chariot races. For decades, most of these curtains were rolled up and left to mildew, but people like Christine Hadzel have set out to find and restore the old theater curtains. Ms. Hadzel joins us now from the studios of Vermont Public Radio. Thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thank you.
And what makes these curtains worth finding and saving?
Well, these are remarkable pieces of evidence of a time when rural culture was just exploding, the time when people were traveling all over, bringing vaudeville, bringing magic lantern shows, bringing all kinds of things to small towns. And the place in every small town where people met was usually the town hall. Sometimes there were small opera houses. Sometimes there were grange halls. And they would pay to have a front curtain painted, which basically set the atmosphere.
Can you help describe for our audience what these curtains look like?
Well, the curtains are a mixture of specific romantic or historical scenes and the more generic romantic or local scenes. But sometimes there's a Roman chariot race, or there's a Venetian boat scene, or perhaps an imaginary castle on the Rhine, the sort of generic castle on a cliff, with a damsel tending some sheep in the distance and a coach and four dashing away.
You found over 120. Do you think there are a good many more?
Half of me hopes that there are lots more, and the other part of me hopes that we're almost at the end of the search process. I suspect there are 130. And I think that most of the ones that we haven't found are in grange halls, because it's very hard to locate the people who run the different granges. Mm-hmm. So I literally stop in small towns and knock on doors. If I see a grange, I'll go and ask the town clerk who knows about it, who's got a key, and then go in and with a flashlight often see what I can find.
Ms. Hadzel, thank you for speaking with us.
Well, thank you very much.
Christine Hadzel is director of the Vermont Painted Theater Curtain Project in Burlington, Vermont. And you can see images of some painted curtains still in need of restoration on our website at npr.org.